The Jaguars took a bit of bad news with them when they left for a few needed off days last week. Promising young receiver Allen Robinson, the club's leader, is done for the year with a stress fracture in his foot. That stings, but it might really hurt if not for the news of who would be ready to play when they came back. Tight end Mercedes Lewis had his best offseason, his best training camp, and was ready for his best season since 2010. His spinning catch in Washington, followed by a 63-yard race to the end zone, is enough to support his belief in where his season was headed. A few plays later, though, those plans were on hold with a high ankle sprain. Now, 2 months later, he expects to pick up where he left off in September.
I've been connected this whole entire time, so it's not necessarily like I went home and just went to sleep and, you know, came back. It's a blessing that I was able to hurry up and recover so I can play.
Lewis's combination of size, power, speed, hands, and leadership can't be replaced, and the Jaguars certainly missed all of those. In today's game, folks expect tight ends to do what Lewis did in Washington. But in Jacksonville, his greatest impact is in the running game, where he plays as well as any offensive lineman.
He's one of the best pocket tight ends in the league, and that's no sugarcoating, I'm being honest, and not even saying it because he's my teammate. It's when you see him, you know he's a physical blocker, and when the ball is in the air, coming to him, I like him any day.
You have to figure that rookie quarterback Blake Bortles is right there with Robinson. Lewis's huge wingspan and sure hands will be a welcome addition to a quarterback who loves to throw it up for grabs. Mercedes is ready for his first game action with the Jaguars' new signal caller.
We spent a little time talking like here and there between games, and I remember it was one throw he threw. He tried to get a tight end a chance to go up and get it. I was like, man, I can't wait to get back. I was like, you know, when I get back and we run that route, and he just cut me off. He's like, I'm throwing it up.
Lewis doesn't express a preference for the run game or the pass game. After 8 weeks of watching, he's ready to do whatever it takes to help his team.
You know, I take pride in every aspect of that game, and I really embody being a complete tight end. So whether it be in a run game, pass blocking, or being a dominant force in the pass game, I feel like I can help in all areas.
The place where Lewis is sure to stand out, though, is in the locker room. Let's face it, 1-9 is rough, and things can unravel easily in a young locker room. That's where Lewis is invaluable. He's seen almost everything in his 9 NFL seasons and knows how to keep the focus where it needs to be.
It's not hard to believe in what we believe in. And, I can't think of a day where we went out there and just, you know, laid an egg in practice. You know, we want to go out there and get better every day, and every day is a challenge, and we work hard, and we just want it to carry over, and I think we'll be able to do that. I'm just looking forward to getting back and helping the team in a real way.
The Jaguars hope to help deepen their fans' belief in where they're headed beginning on Sunday in Indy. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.